Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 7 of Philippians chapter 3. But whatever things were gained to me, these things I have counted as loss because of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them mere rubbish so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if somehow I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Knowing about God is different from knowing God. Anyone can learn a few facts about him, but a sincere believer invests the time and energy to be his friend. One of the ways to learn about the Lord is through his word. By reading the Bible, those of us who are believers discover God's character, principles, and ways of operating. Unfortunately, many men and women stop at this step, but it's also important to meditate on Scripture, which involves thinking about God's words and allowing the Holy Spirit to interpret them. This practice further deepens our knowledge. Finally, we apply what we learn, which is when we truly get to know God. For example, suppose you read in Psalm 46, verse 1, that God is a very present help in times of trouble, and when trouble shows up, you rely on him for aid. When he answers, and he will, although not always in the expected way, you learn something. God responds to your trust and dependence with the perfect answer to your problem. Dr. Stanley says, "I frequently admonish believers to read the Bible, but I don't mean skim its pages for facts. Scripture is a living document, and when you do what it says, you discover God is not some ancient dictating deity, but a vibrant friend who wants to connect with you."